USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The late Republican Senator Bob Dole is being remembered on Capitol Hill this morning. Senate Chaplain Barry C. Black.
Let us pray. Great is your faithfulness, O God, our Father. So help us to see death as you see it. Not at the end, but the beginning.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Years later, after he had become leader, Bob described his Senate management challenges with his trademark wit. If I'd known, he said, we were going to win control of the Senate, we'd have run better candidates.
Republican Senator Bob Dole of Kansas passed December 5th in Washington, D.C. at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Americans don't feel the direct payments or expanded child tax credits gave out earlier this year help them much, according to the latest NPR poll. And they don't see Democrat signature legislation as addressing their top economic concern, inflation. Nearly 1,200 adults were polled between November 3rd and December 6th. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz is crying foul with the lack of transparency by the FBI regarding January 6th.
Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday, vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control, was cause for much concern on social media. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Senators are making it easier to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has voiced concerns the debt ceiling will be reached sometime next week.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have reached an agreement to create a one-time process that would let Democrats raise the debt ceiling on their votes alone.
It's pretty clear that Senate and House Republicans do not like this massive amount of spending, whether it was the American Rescue Plan of almost $2 trillion or the reckless tax and spending spree now. So we want to make it clear that we do not support this level of spending, nor the level of debt required to support this amount of new spending.
The House took the first step to implement the plan on Tuesday by voting to pass the new legislation that will set up the debt limit process. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Oxford High School shooter's lawyer is asking for more resources.
The lawyer for 15-year-old Ethan Crumbley spoke with Detroit's ABC 7. Attorney Paulette Lofton says she's met with her client several times over video. She can't discuss those conversations, but she can say she's already asked for more resources. Crumbley is behind bars facing several charges, including terrorism and four counts of premeditated murder after the shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan last Tuesday. That could potentially lead to life in prison. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.